The Hollywood Report with Sasha Starr.
Hi, Simon.
How are you?
Like I haven't just sat beside
next to
you
for the past 2 hours. Yeah. And you told me off air a minute ago, you said, engage me, talk to me about this stuff. And oh my goodness me, that is going to be so hard.
I know. Then I rolled my eyes. I
have to be my best authentic self and Hollywood.
Bless you.
I'm going to really try. I'm going to try and be interested and amazing. Go for it. Let me listen.
Okay, well, listen, I mean, you've seen a James Bond film in
your
life.
Of course I have. Who hasn't?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the upcoming film, which still doesn't have a name, it's still called Bond 25, it is just getting into more and more trouble. I feel like every next week I'm seeing some catastrophe that happened on set. So way
Sorry,
back
just for,
when.
For me who doesn't know, are they actually filming the new James Bond
yes.
now as we speak?
So it's being okay. filmed in Jamaica, where it is set. But way back when it was announced, we had Danny Boyle as the director. Danny Boyle, famous for the Oscar-winning film Slumdog Millionaire. He also did Trainspotting. He's a well-established director, and he was brought onto the project. He also had John Bodge as his screenwriter. He was scripting something based on an idea from Danny Boyle. And then they ran into creative differences with the management team or the producers, Barbara Broccoli and the like. So he left the project. It was then left without a director or a screenwriter. They eventually brought someone in. And a few months later, James Bond himself, Daniel Craig, was man down. He slipped and he injured his ankle. He had to be flown to the United States from Jamaica to have an X-ray.
Oh, please, why? Because, come on. Really? Like
really,
Jamaica
really.
Doesn't have a private hospital.
He then had to have surgery.
Yes. That's pathetic, yeah.
And whilst he was recuperating, production did continue, but now it is on lockdown. And that's because a test explosion or a sort of It's an explosion that they have controlled. A controlled explosion went very wrong during a stunt test. And not only did the set go up in flames, but one of the crew members was injured. So as you can now hear...
Okay, so things are not happening for them.
It's not happening. That said, they're still determined to reach the April 2020 release date. So we'll have to wait and see about that. Now, moving from one famous character to another, Batman, we have a new Batman. Now, my criteria for Batman, or one of, is that he has to have a very good jawline, because that's basically all
right.
we see of Batman.
Okay, fair enough, yeah, true.
So, apparently, also, it's quite a tainted role, should we say. In the last 20 years, we probably had about 4 or 5 of them. So we're thinking Val Kilmer, Michael Keaton, George Clooney, Christian Bale, who is my personal favorite. Then it went to Ben Affleck, who, in my humble opinion, destroyed the brand. And we now are going to have a new face under the mask, and that will be Robert Pattinson.
So I understand that you're an entertainment journalist and this is your thing, but are you telling me that you've actually watched all these James Bond? Not the James Bond, the Batman... You've seen all the movies with all these different guys in
them. I haven't seen all of them. I adored the Christopher Nolan trilogy, but probably more because I enjoy Christopher Nolan's films. But Ben Affleck, I mean, he just didn't live up to the hype, I feel. So all his films, which included Superman versus Batman and the other DC films, they were really poorly received. And it's sort of, I don't know, it kind of put Batman on the back burner, really.
Okay. I'll have to get it together to actually find the time to watch one, because clearly this is part of modern culture and I'm not with it. I don't know what you're on about.
I would start with Batman Begins, which is a Christopher Nolan film. And, other news is that Rihanna is doing very well for herself. She has been named as the wealthiest female musician, according to Forbes magazine. She's looking at about an 8 billion rand fortune. It equates to $600 million. That is mostly due to her Her makeup line, Fenty Beauty, which she launched last year. And what's really cool is that 10 years ago she was bankrupt. So she's, you know, she's come around and, you know, really proud of Rihanna. And finally, I'm telling you this story specifically because you have another life.
Mm-hmm.
It's an insurance.
Yep.
So Tracy Morgan, the comedian, he decided to go off to a car dealership, purchase a $2 million new Bugatti.
Oh, goodness, yeah, that's very nice, yeah.
Drove out of the dealership.
Totaled
15 minutes later, crashed the car.
Ow. Ow. Oh, my goodness me. All right.
He's been very unlucky. He had a terrible car accident about 5 years ago.
Simon, is this real or is just a joke since he's a comedian?
Ah, well, that I don't know. I don't know. You tell me. Is this
no,
real?
No, Tabo, this is real.
$2 million.
It's like 29 million rand.
Can you imagine just the cost? I mean, if you are talking insurance, can you imagine what the cost of insuring that car is? I can't work it out. 5%, okay? That's pretty much what you'd go at. So, oh my goodness me.
I mean,
tens of thousands of dollars just on insurance.
Oh my God, Simon's brain is steaming. Shame.
Oh my goodness.
But, I mean, let's just say that he's very lucky because 5 years ago he was in the back seat of a limo driving back from a gig and that had a terrible, terrible collision. A fellow comedian actually passed away and Tracy was injured for very many months. So thankfully he's fine, even though the car isn't. And that is your Hollywood report.